Welcome to the Wine Vault. On tonight's show, Rob, Scott, and Becky all go back in time as they pull an old wine out of the vault, specifically the 1998 Penfolds St. Honoré Shiraz. So sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's Wine Vault. Welcome, everybody, to the Wine Vault. It is I, Rob the Wine Guy. And tonight is my birthday. But also, on my birthday, I'm joined by Scott, the unlicensed taxi driver.
You're supposed to say happy birthday to me.
Well, happy birthday to myself. I know. It's true. Me, I like the fact my voice sounds very bassy tonight. I like it.
Yeah. It is very gravelly.
It is, because I'm going for a, just kind of a...
No, because you're off kilter. Because there,
I am. I have.
You have been taken aback,
properly fooled. Well, that's... because also on the show is a Triple B.
Good evening.
Now we will get to the fooled part in a little bit, but the first part tonight on the open, you heard what the wine is, so you all know. But these two jokers do not know because it's my birthday. I said it's my birthday, so I'm going to pull out a wine that they'll never guess in a million years, and that's what I've done tonight.
Oh, very nice.
I know. And we also have some other frivolities going on. Two things that we're going to do in the future, folks. We are going to be doing, not this episode, obviously, but standard episodes. We're going to all, at the beginning of the episode, write down what we think the other two people's scores will be. Everyone will know, sort of, that other people are guessing their integrity, essentially, at the beginning of the show. The person that gets it the closest at the end, the next time there is a fringe wine from the Hall of Fame or otherwise, they make that determination because they will be the beacon of integrity. That's what we're going to call them.
Wait, let me understand
the name
this.
The name is a work of progress, but if you guess the other...
Beacon of Integrity is kind of a good name.
It is. Well, I just made it up. That's why it's a work in progress, but that's because I'm very talented, so, you know. But that's the idea. The other thing we are working on in the future, and we'll have to get the superstar roped in on this too, Wine Vault Trivia, but it's a different type of trivia because there will be negative, very negative consequences to missing an answer. You won't have
to. It's like truth or dare, but the dare is horrific.
You won't have to get points deducted. However, Scott, do you see that big bottle over there?
Oh, my Lord.
You're going to have to take a swig of that motherfucker. That's right. Livingston White Zinfandel. A magnum of it, folks. A magnum. White elephant gift.
Yeah. I mean, you won it as a prize.
That's true. A door prize.
You know, we could have... dueling punishments. I have another case of that oak Zinfandel.
That's torture.
That's a proper punishment.
That's torture. But nevertheless, we're going to do that. And I'm going to enjoy that quite a bit because I'm the host and I don't have to drink that shit. So, that's for the future. Tonight, though. Oh, tonight. When we come back, we're going to start breaking down this wine. They're going to try to determine what this wine is. And we're going to celebrate me here on the Wine Vault.
Unlicensed taxi driver here. When I'm out on the road, mayhem is everywhere. Mayhem doesn't care, but your local Allstate insurance agent, Craig Walters, does care. Are you in good hands? Are you in the good hands of Craig Walters Insurance Agency?
And if you're not, folks, please give Craig a call. His phone number is 740-862-4585. If you have any questions on auto, home, and life, Craig can answer them and give you a very, very respectable quote. Please give Craig a call.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Cool. And we're back. It is cool, folks, because on tonight's show, we have a mystery wine, kind of. But we're not going to go through all that bullshit that we made up before because that's just tedious. And we have to celebrate me, of course. So the wine in the glass. How would everybody... describe the visuals of this wine.
Well, it has deep, deep, deep crimson.
Mm-hmm. It is deep crimson.
I would stop short of saying it's inky.
Very close, though.
It's the legs are really slow to develop. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a weird... When you play with the wine to get the legs to display,
mm-hmm.
there's kind of a line that rims the glass. Like it... You know how when you have a carton of milk and it goes bad and there's that crusty line on the mm-hmm. top of the line of liquid? It kind of reminds me of that.
Oh. So,
just saying.
Can't wait to drink it.
Mm-hmm. There's some tartaric acid crystals that display. It's kind of a cool way the legs
mm-hmm.
slowly drizzle down. It's almost like melted wax looking.
Yes. And what does the nose smell like, Scott? I know what it smells like. It just kind of...
Turpentine?
No. No. You sunk my battleship. If you have any idea... I mean, I knew it the second my nose stuck my schnoz in there what it was.
It's a organic smelling, like a...
Tar?
Tar, mm-hmm. gasoline, something not organic. Gasoline. But I said turpentine, so it has a... It has an organic vapor.
Mocha.
Odor to it.
Yeah.
It's the fruit, I would say, currant.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Cassis.
Cassis.
Kisses of mocha, as I would say. Kisses of mocha, yes. Shall we?
It's very definitely mocha-y.
Mm-hmm.
Triple B, what offerings do you have? What are your impressions of the nose? I don't like this birthday bags in the way, which, by the way, we're sending out on Twitter, folks.
Something, the only other thing that I would add is there's something in there that reminds me of the crispness of a red apple.
Huh.
Do you see that? I don't know what it is.
I roasted apples tonight.
You did?
It made a little side.
Yeah. Like an apple peel.
Yes, that's exactly it.
It's not Dornfelner. I'll just let you know that. Although Giant Eagle has a brand new Dornfelner that they're selling.
Oh,
good
my
luck
Lord.
With that. They had a case stacked. That beside 8 days in the desert. That's case stacked too.
And I don't. Seems like
they have a case. The superstar is infatuated with 8 days in the desert by Orin Swift. And
which we have not had, so it may be
no. I'm
delightful.
Just saying they have a case stacked at Giant Eagle, and he was mesmerized by this alien technology that is a case stack. And I said, well, yeah. I mean, they sell Orin Swift. I mean,
it's a relatively new entry. I mean, I'm sure they've carried Orin Swift, but not to the level they are now. It's like they have six.
Kroger had The Prisoner for $48.99.
That's insane.
Oh, yeah. That's not my birthday gift, is it? Because that wouldn't be very nice.
Boop, boop, boop.
Thank the Jesus, good Lord. So, we're going to go in here.
That turpentine, as I called it, on the nose has dissipated. Mm-hmm. It was just my first schnoz a whole full of it. It's kind of blown off. But is it, all in all, it's a relatively big nose. It's a relatively big looking wine. And the wine guy is making faces.
Wow. That is expansive and oh Lord, oh Jesus! The way that, first of all, heavy black currant, mm-hmm. a bit of mocha, slight touch of tar, but the oak then just
tar. That's what I was
opens up into this wonderful cigar box. Oh, and the finish keeps going and going and lingering with dusty tannin. And, oh, it's a triumph of a wine, isn't it?
Tar. I'm glad you said tar because mm-hmm. I was trying to figure out what that.
Chewy.
Oh, yes.
Chewy, chewy, chewy dusty tannins.
Then, a minute into it, a slight spicy heat on the finish. a spicy warmth.
Just short of heat.
It's beautiful.
Immediately when I tasted it, it's a wine that warms your soul.
It does warm your soul, doesn't it?
It's a warming sensation in your chest immediately.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Not in a bad way. Not like whiskey, but it's...
It's very big. I'm not for sure when this will air, but we're getting ready in Ohio. Mm. We're getting ready to go into a really cold spell for fall. And this wine is just, to me, like a the perfect fall candle, perfect fall.
I'm with
it's,
you.
It's lovely. Mm-hmm. That's what it reminds me of.
So are we supposed to start talking amongst ourselves? Because I think this is plainly something that's sat, is my take. I could be way wrong about that. But for me, this feels like something that's Rob's had and it's sat. And
I could see that. I thought you were going with
it's a big boy wine, as Rob would say. Ooh, boy, there you go. Good luck with that.
My mind immediately goes to Washington just because there's so much.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Do you think this is a cab? I don't know what it is.
You said Washington, and I said something big that Rob's put back.
You think it's a Washington cab?
You think it's Coachella Creek?
No.
I've not had it, so I have no baseline for that.
I actually think it might be Canvasback. Is that what it's called? Is that it?
No.
Is it Canvasback?
It is not.
Really?
No, you're not even close.
Oh, that's what I thought it was.
So far off, it tastes like the varietal to me. I mean, this is, the nose is the varietal. The nose is the varietal. Oh, yes, Scott, shame on you. Now, it is a bit of
Following down Becky's line.
There's a little bit of trickery involved, but the nose is pure this varietal.
Oh my gosh, it's so hard. The coloring of it is leading me down a path. That was the reason why I asked about it being a cab, because it's so dark. Mm. It's dark for a cab.
Mm.
If it's not a Washington cab, then my next guess would... It's really, really not. You promise?
Yes. Yes, not Washington.
Okay. I'm so mad at you. But anyways, then my next guess would be that it is...
Well, for me, the nose, I'm going to go, it's Petite Syrah.
I was going to say the color makes me think Petite Syrah. That's where I was headed.
Or it could
be
Syrah. They're both going to be really dark. But my mind escapes me what the typical nose for Petite Syrah should be. I know
Petite Syrah,
you get mocha.
Is Petite Syrah the one, though, that has pencil lead? Which one has pencil lead?
It can. Or is that Syrah?
I don't know.
That's Petite Syrah.
It is Petite Syrah, so then probably not that. I don't know.
Mm. Scott,
do you think there's any way? It's
but
European?
Do you get Petite Syrah on the nose or on the? I think on the palate. Mm.
I don't get it either way. So
I didn't get it either way. But I think he said the nose is what's.
Yes, it is
typical of varietal. And I don't think the pencil lead displays on the nose. I could be wrong. Ron will chastise me one way or the other for that. But
no. There's a reason why you're not making the connection. There is a very good reason why.
Because he's
lied?
Because he's pulled out a 20-year-old Cab Franc.
I don't think there is a 20-year-old Cab Franc that's in existence, so no. There's a very good reason why you're not making this connection, so.
I don't know. If it's not a Washington cab, where do you think it's from?
And, you know, it could be just a good old Shiraz.
I think Rob's head tilt.
Uh-oh.
I've done that several times tonight, so. Scott, why don't you give a guess, and then you give a guess, and then I will do the reveal so we can get talking about it.
I'm just going the other way. He said it's the nose. I'm going to say it's a Paso Robles cab. No clue.
And Becky?
Way out there.
If it's not a Washington cab, which I still feel like it could be. Don't you kind of feel like it could be? I'm going to guess the Sonoma.
Chardonnay.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, we're probably so far off. You know what this is? This is going to be a Spanish Monastrell.
No.
Okay. Sonoma, Syrah. Go.
Sonoma, Syrah.
I'm just guessing. Go.
Okay.
We're just done.
Well, I know we are. That's exactly it. We are done.
The closer of the two, if I was to point out this, would be, I think, Becky.
See?
But it ain't from California.
Where's it from?
It ain't from North America. Mm. It comes from the land down under. And it happens to be a Shiraz.
I said it.
But it's not any Shiraz. It's a 1998 Penfolds Saint Honoré Shiraz. Which, at auction, is $180 a bottle. The current vintages go for $100 a bottle.
Whoa.
That's right. It's 22 years old, folks.
So, my initial impression was correct. This is something
the nose big, is Shiraz. Something
special.
Very
and
old.
I actually said that, but then didn't go with my gut.
Well, we don't know what Rob has old sitting in his wine
bottle. I've had this for a long time. Probably, I would say 17 years I've had this wine. 17. Because I bought it for $29.99 on a lark when I still worked at Anderson's. No, did I work at Anderson's then? I might have bought it in 04, 05. It had been lingering around on the shelf. It had got a 90 from the Wine Spectator. However, they re-reviewed it later when they did a vertical tasting, and they bumped it up to a 92. Mm. What I liked was the Spectator back in those days said, this will go past 2020. The enthusiast gave it a 90. They say it goes to all the way up to 2022. This is one of those experiments in ultra long aging wines. That's what this is. Saint Honoré has a different style. It is considered the yin to the Lagrange Yang. And anybody out there that you know what Lagrange is. Lagrange is the wine that Penfolds makes that's just dumb fuck expensive, that you have to be a frickin' Muppet to spend that on. Scott has this little wine called Astralis that costs about what this costs and is as good as Lagrange at $600. Lagrange is $600 a bottle.
Wow.
Or $800 a bottle.
In theory, what does this offer that wouldn't, or what's different about the Saint Henri versus a Lagrange?
The vineyard sites. I mean, that's
point of order.
Mm-hmm.
This does have some cab in it.
It does, 5%.
So we were not totally wrong.
No. Yeah, you got that. You got that.
Let's be honest. I totally nailed it and just didn't go with it with my guess.
Right.
Now, Scott, the winemaker.
You were basically right. Minus Australia.
The winemaker.
I said Australia Syrah was one of the things I said. And when I guessed, I was totally just freaking dumbfounded.
The winemaker was John Duval. Now, do you recognize the name Duval? That was a long time ago.
I don't.
There's a winery now in Austria called Duval. Huh? And we've had Duval. It was corked. It was the night that we...
did, but we didn't.
Yeah, so he makes high-end, or I'd say very, very $40s, $50s Australian Shirazes as well, and some other stuff, too. So this is back when he used to work for Penfolds. The Saint Honoré has been around since the 1950s. Okay, it's 95% Shiraz, 5% Cabernet, and it's actually between Barossa, Kunawara, Eden, McLaren, and Pathway. So it's all those different places. And I guess what they like to think of it is it's a dramatic style, and from Saint Honoré, because I think Saint Honoré. Or not Saint Honoré. I think Lagrange is trying to emulate or be like Hermitage from France. Mm. So it's more Syrah, where this is supposed to be unabashedly Australian.
Hmm.
And but the ageability.
What makes it be unabashedly Australian? What would lead you that? There's a little bit of that spiciness. I mean, I don't know what would make you say.
I think you would notice this when in 2005, if you drank it,
it'd
you
be
would
more,
see that.
What, okay. I think what for me, what the Australian style for Shiraz versus you know French Syrah or anywhere else, it's brash.
Mm-hmm.
It's beyond rustic. It's brash. It's harsh almost sometimes.
Well, when these wines are young, this wine specifically, they are overtly fruity and big and just nasty. You remember Thomas Goss?
Yes.
Okay, this smells like Thomas Goss. Thomas Goss is so over the top, it's hard to drink. This is what, I mean, Thomas Goss doesn't have the ageability. But when Shiraz is left to develop, similar, well, I mean, even more so than the Clarendon Hills, it turns into something beautiful. So I think the idea, what I'm saying is, when you buy Shiraz, the cheap Shiraz, but if you're going to spend, you can get some lovely wines. You just have to be selective in what you're buying.
And set it down.
Yeah, set it down. Let it age. Let it open up. That's what this wine has done. You know, just it is. It's a thing of abject beauty.
It's wonderful.
Something that we have talked about a couple of times that I think is also true of this wine
mm-hmm.
is that this is a huge wine. It's a very elevated, fancy wine.
Mm-hmm.
But you could, there's nothing off-putting about this to drink. Like you could just sit down and drink and drink and drink and drink this wine.
You could.
It's very approachable. You know, all of those things. It's mm-hmm. a very easy drinking wine.
It is.
Delightful.
I don't know how somebody that has any experience with red wine wouldn't love this.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know how. You know, that was my only true impression where I was spot on about this.
Mm-hmm.
Other than saying that it was an Australian Shiraz.
You didn't say it was Australian. You said it might be a Shiraz, but you backtracked. You said Paso Cab.
That was my stupid guess because I was done with the game.
First of all, why would I sit down a fucking Paso Cab?
I
would sit it down so I forgot about it.
Well, I thought you had fooled us that it really hadn't been set down. That's why I was playing your game.
What am I, getting Hilltop? No. Now, what I fooled you with is I hate Australian Shirazes, except for when I don't. And old stuff, expensive Australian Shiraz is this, the Molly Duke or Carnival of Love, which I still have a bunch of, and a couple other things I do enjoy.
Yeah, this is fantastic.
And I've bought some other ones that are a little bit less expensive from Torbeck and whatnot to do the same thing with. Maybe not to this extreme because they can't do that, but they're more like a 10-year plan, you know? And so like, Torbeck? It's Torbeck, right? They make the Run Rig, which is like, ridiculously expensive, but it's like the Australis. But your Australis, Scott, that's what will be in 15 years.
I know.
Yeah, it's worth the time, isn't it?
Oh hell yeah!
And it's super cool to think about. You bought this wine before we knew you.
Mm-hmm. It's older than my nephew. I mean, I think I probably bought it in 2004 or 3. So I've had this. It's followed me
mm-hmm.
for 16, 17 years.
Before, when you lived in an apartment?
Yeah. Yeah, I had the wine fridges when I lived in an apartment. I bought.
Oh, you did. Okay.
I've had that other one. I when I still lived at home when I was in college.
Oh really?
Oh yes.
Huh? And in law school.
Undergrad as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, my parents bought that for Christmas. Actually, it's 20 years old. That one over there. And this one, I bought that. That's 16 years old. I bought that when Adam and I, the big guy, when we had an apartment. I bought that as the second one. Mm. So, yeah.
Yeah, Vinfolio, there's a 2006, a $105, 105.
Yeah.
But, mm-hmm. Am I correct in saying that it's 2017's current vintage?
16 or 17, yeah. Mm-hmm.
In 95... 96 of your American dollars.
Yeah. What's the reviews on that? Does it have one? See, that's the thing.
Some weirdo site, Wine Chateau.
That's not a weirdo site. That's one of the bigger sites. It's they're legit. More so than wine.com.
They don't come up very often. Is that a resale market? It's Wine no. Chateau Marketplace.
No, but I did notice a Vinfolio sometimes. If you look through, oh, I would like to buy some of Vinfolio. Only like the first 8 wines are sold by Vinfolio. Then they send you off somebody else.
Yeah.
Hey, wine.com, get your shit together.
Easy.
That's the hey, man. It's enough.
Easy.
Horse shit.
Do you know who has Penfold's St. Henri Shiraz?
Who's that?
Your boy's Total Wine.
I bet they do. I'll be down
$90
there.
In stock.
Yeah?
I mean, in 14.
Ooh.
Hmm.
I was wondering who that was.
Don't know.
Interesting.
Interesting. Very interesting. So, folks, we're going to take a break because it's my birthday. And be right back here on the Wine Vault.
Hey, everybody. It's Rob the Wine Guy. Do you love the Wine Vault? Do you want the world to know about the Wine Vault? Well, do you know the best way to do that? By giving us a review wherever you get your podcasts. Whether that be on iTunes or Stitcher or TuneIn or Spreaker or Podbean or some other app I've never heard of but probably gave your phone a virus when you downloaded it. So take that time. Give us that review. Give us your thoughts and feedback. That way, everyone will know to listen to, enjoy, and join us on the Wine Vault. And we'll be right back.
And we're back, folks. So on tonight's potpourri, we are going to celebrate me because I'm me. Because it's my birthday. And so I believe there are presents for me because I need to be... think of it as paying homage.
Think of it as there's been chicanery, trickery, and subterfuge.
I will
and Rob
say
knew
this.
Nothing about it.
My wife... Well, mostly my wife did an excellent job of being deceitful today. And it's a little concerning that she can be that deceitful. Normally, it's just me that has that power. But she made me believe that she got me a wine fridge, or not a wine fridge, a beverage fridge for our house.
You told me that I got you a beverage fridge.
I know, but you played along with it very, very well.
At first, you said a ice maker.
I know, because I figured you'd buy something that you wanted.
No, for I didn't your birthday?
Think, no, I didn't think you'd do that. That being said, she did not. It was chicanery. It was total. It was just evilness, and I appreciate that. It was very well done, because there's no plug back there. And I even said, "Yeah, she did a good job. She's a very good actor tonight. It was very impressive. I have to give her props.
Actress.
We don't need gender neutral. It's just actor." You know, why it was female, actor. Male, yeah, an okay. Actor, female or male, or actress. They're both actresses. Men are actresses as well. I don't care. I don't see a gender when I say that. So I will turn it over to you two, and I will.
So I want to. Mm-hmm. We'll give you the gift, and then I'll tell you the story behind it.
Okay, good.
So let's give the boys gift.
Okay.
What?
I don't know what this is.
We'll have tweeted a picture of the gift bag because it's very, very appropriate for Rob. It says Snips and Snails and Puppy Dog Tails. That's what little boys are made of.
And actually, they're made
boys
of
gifts for Rob.
They're made of piss and vinegar. I've met them.
So accurate. All right.
Grab the pink one first.
Oh, it's a Thanos. What is this thing?
Bobblehead.
A bobblehead.
Funko Pop.
A what?
Funko Pop. Those were those called, right?
Funko Pop. I don't know. Let me see. I don't know the lingo. It's a Thanos.
That's cool.
What's this one? It's Thor.
That's cool.
Little boy gifts for the little boy and the wine guy.
It's I never knew
no secret
cool.
That. That's Rob right. Is a big fan of.
Oh, and it has his hammer.
Does it? No, that's Stormbreaker. That's the axe.
Oh.
Don't you look foolish.
And everybody sees Rob's enthusiasm for Thor's weaponry.
Everything has been delayed. What is the axe called? Stormbreaker. Stormbreaker. Don't be stupid. It's Stormbreaker. That's right. Jerk. Anyway, all those movies have been delayed now back to 2021 next May, which I think is a good idea, actually. And now the next gift.
Okay, you have to close your your eyes.
Which is not meant to mock me.
You have to close your eyes.
My eyes are closed.
It's not meant to mock you.
I'm going to put those up there.
There's nothing about this that's meant
Thanos
to mock
could
you.
Snap
Keep
you
your
out
eyes
of
shut.
Existence.
Nothing about this is meant to mock you.
Okay. My eyes are shut.
You can open your eyes. This is another one from me. Other than it's meant to mock you.
Well, that's nice behind it. Okay. Official cat lady. They're all dead. I like that. Adulting. Scott got me a ribbon that says official cat lady level crazy.
Oh, my God. Let me see that.
Now, all the cats are dead. I killed them.
They're not all dead.
But he also got me a bottle of Warray's Warrior, which is a very good port. Very enjoyable port. Thank you very much. It's their finest reserve, and I happen to love this.
Warray's Warrior is amazing.
That is quite good, actually. That will be put up in a place of prominence. It's very clever.
Even if you're no longer a crazy cat lady, you once were a crazy cat lady.
He's still a crazy cat lady.
No, I don't like felines. Thank you very much, Warray's. Very nice. Am I to close my eyes anymore?
Yes.
Close my eyes. Okay. Yeah. Well, my eyes are closed again. I like Warray's. I'm right now thinking of what it tastes like. That is like just a good value. It's like the meat and potatoes of Ruby Port. If the potatoes made you pass out and forget everybody's name.
Hold your hands directly out. The other way. Both hands. Put them down flat. There you go.
Okay. Here's here's the box. You have the whole box. You can open your
eyes. I have a box.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Oh, my good Lord.
Chicanery and subterfuge.
I'm a little verklempt. Because I am a gentleman, these two, the Triple B.
This is Triple B.
Yes. Went out and procured me three bottles of Rodney Strong's A True Gentleman's Port. Thank you.
Vintage.
Amazing.
Port.
13. Magnificent.
So we have a friend of the show, Holly.
Yeah. Oh, she can get it.
Who's a distributor.
Yeah.
Of Heidelberg.
Uh-huh.
And so I messaged her on Monday and said, hey, do you carry Rodney Strong? We had this port. It was really good. And we had it at a restaurant that she doesn't support. So I wasn't for sure. So she looked in her database. She has it, but they're no longer making this.
Damn you, Rodney Strong.
So this is it. You got some and Scott got some, and this is it. So I feel bad mentioning it on the air and you talking about how lovely it is because it's ungettable. I know.
I like Rodney Strong, but I really love this stuff. But if you want a good comp, folks, Heights Ink Grade Port is also very good. But that tells you how good this stuff is.
Yeah.
This stuff is fantastic. Rodney Strong, you should make this port. Mm-hmm. I mean, you make Obtuse. No, that's Justin. I'm sorry. You make Charlotte's Home Sauvignon Blanc. Come on, man.
Yeah.
This, though, would be expensive to make. Because they're using actual port varietal. This is just amazing.
Yeah, I messaged Holly. She was like, it looks like they're not making it anymore. And she said, we only have a little bit left. And I was like, well, how much do you have left? We'll just buy whatever you had. Mm-hmm. So we got some. Scott got some.
It seemed like in researching it that it's just they don't. Even when they make it, they don't make it every year.
No. Yes.
Wow.
I'm speechless, folks. This is so much better than a beverage fridge or an ice maker.
It was so much fun to do this.
So much fun. So Scott Venmo'd Holly and picked it up from Paige's house.
Okay.
So that you wouldn't have any idea about it.
Well, I wouldn't.
And then on Scott's money envelope I gave him tonight. I told him that I needed him to help me launder the money to Holly. Because I knew if I had you Venmo Holly money, you would know what was going on.
Yes, yes. Sir.
So Scott was our money laundering assistant.
It's an elaborate ruse.
Yeah, isn't it impressive?
It's lovely. This is amazing. And that. I mean,
I had already, before Becky came up with the port idea, I was going to get you a bottle of port.
Oh, yeah. Let's put them all here.
My other then, gift idea for you, my mom got you.
Oh.
So it's TBD, because you haven't seen my mom yet, but mm-hmm. that was my only gift idea. And then she texted me and said, look what I got Rob. And I was like, oh, shoot. What am I going to get him now? So.
Very,
also,
very nice.
You know, I stepped up the selection on the Warrior because I had to get something that I could at least present relatively beside this selection.
I think it's so cool that we got like the last set of bottles that there are.
Oh.
I mean, that's cool. That's super, super cool. Yeah,
at least in our market, apparently.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, folks, if you have the chance, which you won't. Rodney Strong makes a hell of a damn good pour. You haven't had it, though. How many did you get?
We split the case.
Three? Oh, cool.
I gave Becky the option of how many she wanted.
Mm-hmm. No, I know.
It just seemed like the right thing to do to take the whole case.
I know. I was like, however much you want is fine because we'll take whatever there is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this stuff, it's very, ink grade, I think, is the best comp I can think of. And they're traditional ports. I mean, this tastes like vintage port. Good vintage port. Yes.
Now, how long are we going to set this down?
I would suggest, well, first of all, it's fortified. 5 to 10 years?
Yeah.
That's where I'm at. Yeah.
And then maybe hold on to one of the three for a little longer just because we could.
Just because we can. Yeah. Yes. That's always... It's always just because.
Well, yeah. How long did you intend to hold this Saint Henri?
17 years, apparently.
Apparently.
Well, just I knew
because
that
you could.
2022 was its absolute max, but 2020, good time.
Well, as they say at the old Japanese steakhouse. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Robert. Happy birthday to you.
Bo is begging you to stop doing that.
He's
racist,
joining in.
Racist impersonation.
I thought that he sounded more like his German psychologist.
Robert. Yes. Robert. You sound terrible. That's just a horrible impersonation.
Robert, it's your birthday. It's time for you to come clean.
I got choked up on my ice.
I one time did an impersonation of
Bo.
Of a Japanese steakhouse person, and I was in Japan, and they won't let me in Japan anymore, strangely enough.
So the first time in a long time that I've been sad about COVID was Henry said that he wanted to take Rob to a hibachi restaurant for Rob's birthday, because we would always go there for birthdays. And even like Rob's parents, who do not like, I think Rob's dad likes hibachi, I don't think your mom does, they always pick it because they know the boys love the whole show of it.
Mm-hmm.
Henry was a little guy and he would inhale food there. You would send pictures of him.
Yeah, just going to town. He loves the soup. They love it all.
Did he get double yum yum too?
Yes, probably. He loves yum yum. He loves the soup. He keeps talking about the mushroom broth soup.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's a perfect place to take kids because there's so much going on. They're so into it.
Mm-hmm.
For like a nicer place. But that's the first time I've been sad about COVID in a long time.
True.
Because, we're just not.
Mm-hmm. Although my grandfather, who is 93?
Yeah. No, two.
92? Two. So he was at my parents today for my birthday. And my parents like, you're sitting down when he goes, I have more to. You have more to worry about from me than I do from you. So he's even kind of like, eh. You know,
he got in some pictures. He stayed off to the side, but he got in some pictures with Rob today.
Yep, it was a good time. Good time. So, folks, Excellent birthday. Thank you both. Yeah, excellent.
This
job.
Was all Triple B.
Wonderful. You
know, I just participated in the shame.
It's something else funny. The other day,
great to pull it off, though, wasn't
it? It was so much fun. A couple of days ago, Rob was like, I don't think Holly can just buy wine. And I was like, oh.
No, we can just buy wine from Holly, but yeah. If we can.
And I was like, oh, I don't know. We'll have to like figure it out how it works. That's when I thought you were on to me. Because you said, like, out of nowhere, he said that. I don't think you can just buy wine from Holly. Out of, like, complete silence. And I was like, oh.
We might could not talk about it in the air because we yeah. might could not be supposed to do that.
Yes, that's true. Nevertheless, folks, obtaining the thing that can't be obtained is always a lovely thing. So, folks, we're going to take a break. Because when we come back, we'll be talking again here on The Wine Vault. And we're back, folks. So, the 1998, yes, you heard me right, 98 Penfolds St. Henri Shiraz from Australia, naturally. We're going to go around the room, and we're going to get some scores for this wine. And we're going to start at the Triple B.
Okay. The sound you hear is Beau destroying the box. He's so happy, though.
He can
He's
be sad.
So happy. Okay. So some of the flavors and things that I like about this wine, you know you're drinking something upper level.
Yeah.
You know that right from the beginning. I do wish that you had asked us to guess the price point.
Well, it fluctuates.
I know, but I don't know that I would have, like, especially knowing that you bought it for $30. That's crazy.
Yes.
That's so crazy to think about. And you know, just to think, like, it's $30 now, it's over $100.
Oh yeah.
That's just nuts. But anyways,
all Penfolds prices, they just went crazy.
Some of the flavors that I really like, the tar in it, I was surprised how much I liked, but I was really, as soon as you identified it, it's very noticeable and I like it. The tobacco box, it has a velvety mouthfeel. It just is so, just so, so lovely to drink. It's an easy, easy drink.
Yeah.
And I think that there's something to be said for that, that can't be stated strongly enough, that when you're drinking something nice, that it's still approachable. It's still something that that we enjoy, that someone that's maybe a newer wine drinker would enjoy. It's not going to be something that's like only appeals to a certain group of people. I mean, we've drank stuff before that's really like hoity-toity tasting, you know, that's like has so much funk in it or has so much whatever in it that it's only going to appeal to a certain amount of people. But this is extremely approachable. You could serve this, you know, to anybody, especially, I mean, just think about having something like this at a really, really nice dinner party with like guests that you like. I mean, it just is so lovely. I'm giving it a 92. Really, really, really nice.
92 of her points.
Of course, and I would also recommend it in the Wine Vault Hall of Fame. I think it's a shoe-in.
Yeah. So, and, you know, if you want to spend some more money for something to sell her, you could, there's a lot of ways you could go wrong. Now, certainly you can spend $100 and get something other than this, but you wouldn't be disappointed if you sold this for 10, 12, 15 years, what you would have at the end of that time.
Oh no,
they're savvy. I would guess if anything, they're probably better now than they were then. You know, I'm torn. I think I'm going to go 93. I really, the value in this wine that you paid $30 for, what it's become.
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
The tannins are still there. They're still chewy. You know, you're concerned, does it have two more years? The tannins that are here... they're not going to go flat in 2 years.
Yeah, it's 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. And but the oaking is just, it's still prevalent.
But there's fruit still there. I mean, everything is still there. The mocha. And one thing I read is as this wine ages, specifically, it says, where's it at? Okay.
The one last thing I want to add, hold your thought for just a second. The mouthfeel on this is spectacular.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what is the star of this show. It's so well-balanced, so well-aged, so well-made. And kudos to you for how many moves did this bottle make?
Five, probably. Yeah.
at least, right? Mom's apartment. How many apartments? Did it perhaps stay at mom's while you're in an apartment?
I don't know. That's a good question. It might have. Yeah.
It might have stayed put.
It might have. But, yeah, it's...
That's a labor of love, though, folks.
Well, I mean, that's something we've had some other... The Smith-Holt Lafitte. And there's other wines we've had that fit in that bill that have gotten that kind of treatment that are that old. One thing that Penfold states is that St. Honoré is rich and plush when young and gains soft, earthy, mocha-like characteristics as it ages. And it does. It's pillowy. It's lovely. It's just an exquisite wine. I'm going to give it 94 of my points. But I think the 92 to 94 is the range.
I would agree.
It's wonderful.
And after 22 years, that ain't half bad. It gets in the Hall of Fame. It gets in the Distinguished Hall of Fame.
Oh, my Lord.
Yes. Up there with things like Mason. And what was that white we had last week that Becky's never had? What was that?
Oh, that...
I never heard of
it. That'll...
The shit that we were drunk at the end of it. I got a question.
The Italian white?
Yeah.
It was great.
I don't remember it. I remember we were drunk.
Laguna. The...
Laguna, yes.
Cameo.
Yes. Cameo. That's what it was.
It was fantastic.
It was very good. Very good. But
it's
not this.
No.
This wine is wonderful. It really is. The sediment in the bottle was incredible. And I decanted it about 7:15 just to let it.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
Trebbiano di Laguna.
That's what it was.
It's very good.
Folks. It was very good. But this wine, exquisite. Penfolds. You've gotten a little big for your britches, but you still make good wine. You just have to pay a shit ton for it. None of the cheap stuff from Penfolds is good anymore. I mean, this used to be $30. The 389 used to be $24. The Bin 28 used to be $24. Now those things are $70. You know, the 707 used to be, I think it's 707, used to be $65. Now it's $180. You know, and that's the sad thing about Penfolds. The really great wines that they used to have now are, well, they're priced like they taste, where they used to be less than that. I used to buy the 389 all the time. I loved it. And you can't, I mean, $70 and you don't see it anymore. Hmm. I don't know if it's a $70 wine. I would spend $90 on this.
How much did you say the Bin 707 is?
$180.
$386.
Where are you buying that
2014.
At?
2014. It's currently unavailable on wine.com, but $386.99.
It's fucked up. It used to be in the 60s, man. You know, and I don't know where, you know, Penfolds has come up with. But they, by the way, in case you guys wanted some Christmas gift ideas from me, Penfolds does have some random vintage ports. So go find those, you know. I'll add them to the... You can't buy that collection. And that's the A True Gentleman's Port. So, exquisite birthday for me. Happy birthday to me. Thank you for everybody for making it special. Thank you for Penfold St. Honoré from 1998, and especially my cellaring techniques for making it special.
Yeah.
Thank you. I want to thank me.
I want to thank
for
me.
Being
well,
me.
But you know, it's a labor of love, folks. I want to
thank me for being persistent, patient, and knowledgeable and brilliant.
There's a Snoop Dogg video where he's like, I want to thank me for being me. That's just
I love that video.
Is that when he made the 19 grams? Yeah.
Touche.
Yes, that's what I thought. So, for Rob the Wine Guy, Scott the Unlicensed Taxi Driver, and the Triple B, we are going to bid you adieu, but we will see you next time here on the Wine Vault. Good night.